In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.
O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, console me. Tell me what I should do. Give me your orders. I promise to submit myself to all that you desire of me, and to accept all that you permit to happen to me. Just let me only know your will.
Prayer for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, divine counselor, I adore you as my true God, with God the Father and God the Son. I adore you and unite myself to the adoration you receive from the angels and saints.
I give you my heart, and I offer my ardent thanksgiving for all the grace which you never cease to bestow on me.
O giver of all supernatural gifts, who filled the soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with such immense favors, I beg you to visit me with your grace and your love, and to grant me the gift of holy fear, so that it may act on me as a check to prevent me from falling back into my past sins, for which I beg pardon.
Grant me the gift of piety, so that I may serve you for the future with increased fervor, follow with more promptness your holy inspirations, and observe your divine precepts with greater fidelity.
Grant me the gift of knowledge, so that I may know the things of God, and, enlightened by your holy teaching, may walk without deviation in the path of eternal salvation.
Grant me the gift of fortitude, so that I may overcome courageously all the assaults of the devil and all the dangers of this world which threaten the salvation of my soul.
Grant me the gift of counsel, so that I may choose what is more conducive to my spiritual advancement and may discover the wiles and snares of the tempter.
Grant me the gift of understanding, so that I may apprehend the divine mysteries, and by contemplation of heavenly things, detach my thoughts and affections from the vain things of this miserable world.
Grant me the gift of wisdom, so that I may rightly direct all my actions, referring them to God as my last end, so that, having loved him and served him in this life, I may have the happiness of possessing him eternally in the next. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made.
O Comforter, to thee we cry, O heavenly gift of God Most High, O fount of life and fire of love and sweet anointing from above.
Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, thou finger of God's hand we own, thou promise of the Father, thou who dost the tongue with power imbue.
Kindle our senses from above and make our hearts overflow with love. With patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply.
Far from us drive the foe we dread, and grant us thy peace instead. So shall we not, with thee for guide, turn from the path of life aside.
O may thy grace on us bestow, the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both the eternal Spirit blessed.
Now to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, be glory given. With thou, O Holy Comforter, henceforth by all in earth and heaven. Amen. Act of Consecration to the Holy Spirit. Before the multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the power of your love.
You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and have my being. I desire never to grieve you by infidelity to your grace, and I pray wholeheartedly to be preserved from the slightest sin against you.
Make me faithful in my every thought, and grant that I may always listen to your voice, watch for your light, and follow your gracious inspirations.
I cling to you and beg you in your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus, gazing at his 5 wounds, trusting to his precious blood, and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, most Holy Spirit, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you.
Grant me the grace, O Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Amen. Litany of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Father, all-powerful,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world,
save us.
Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both,
sanctify us.
Holy Trinity,
hear us.
Holy Ghost, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
enter our hearts.
Holy Ghost, who are equal to the Father and the Son,
enter our hearts.
Promise of God the Father,
have mercy on us.
Ray of heavenly light,
have mercy on us.
Author of all good,
have mercy on us.
Source of heavenly water,
have mercy on us.
Consuming fire,
have mercy on us.
Ardent charity,
have mercy on us.
Spiritual unction,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of love and truth,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of wisdom and understanding,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of counsel and fortitude,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of knowledge and piety,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of the fear of the Lord,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of grace and prayer,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of peace and meekness,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of modesty and innocence,
have mercy on us.
Holy Ghost, the Comforter,
have mercy on us.
Holy Ghost, the Sanctifier,
have mercy on us.
Holy Ghost, who governs the church,
have mercy on us.
Gift of God, the Most High,
have mercy on us.
Spirit who fills the universe,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of the adoption of the children of God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Ghost,
inspire us with horror of sin.
Holy Ghost,
come and renew the face of the earth.
Holy Ghost,
shed your light in our souls.
Holy Ghost,
engrave your law in our hearts.
Holy Ghost,
inflame us with the flame of your love.
Holy Ghost,
open to us the treasures of your graces.
Holy Ghost,
teach us to pray well.
Holy Ghost,
enlighten us with your heavenly inspirations.
Holy Ghost,
lead us in the way of salvation.
Holy Ghost,
grant us the only necessary knowledge.
Holy Ghost,
inspire in us the practice of good.
Holy Ghost,
grant us the merits of all virtues.
Holy Ghost,
make us persevere in justice.
Holy Ghost,
be you our everlasting reward.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
send us your Holy Ghost.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world,
grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety.
Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of your faithful,
and enkindle in them the fire of your love.
Let us pray.
Grant, O merciful Father, that your divine Spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew and make us fruitful in good works through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. Prayer
of Saint Benedict to the Holy Spirit. Gracious and Holy Father, please give me,
intellect to understand you, reason to discern you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, a spirit to know you, a heart to meditate upon you, ears to hear you, eyes to see you, a tongue to proclaim you, a way of life pleasing to you, patience to wait for you, and perseverance to look for you. Grant me at the end your holy presence, a blessed resurrection, and life everlasting. Amen.
Consecration to the Holy Trinity. O everlasting and triune God, I consecrate myself wholly to you today. Let all my days offer you ceaseless praise. My hands move to the rhythm of your impulses. My feet be swift in your service. My voice sing constantly of you. My lips proclaim your message. My eyes perceive you everywhere. And my ears be attuned to your inspirations. May my intellect be filled with your wisdom. My will be moved by your beauty. My heart be enraptured with your love, and my soul be flooded with your grace. Grant that every action of mine be done for your greater glory and the advancement of my salvation. Amen.
Prayer for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, powerful consoler, sacred bond of the Father and the Son, hope of the afflicted, descend into my heart and establish in it your loving dominion. Enkindle in my tepid soul the fire of your love, so that I may be wholly subject to you. We believe that when you dwell in us, you also prepare a dwelling for the Father and the Son. Deign therefore to come to me, consoler of abandoned souls and protector of the needy. Help the afflicted, strengthen the weak, and support the wavering. Come and purify me. Let no evil desire take possession of me. You love the humble and resist the proud. Come to me, glory of the living and hope of the dying. Lead me by your grace that I may always be pleasing to you. Amen.
Prayer for union with the Holy Spirit.
O Holy Spirit of light and love, to you I consecrate my heart, mind, and will for all time and eternity. May I be ever docile to your divine inspirations and to the teachings of the Holy Catholic Church, whose infallible guide you are. May my heart be ever inflamed with the love of God and love of neighbor. May my will be ever in harmony with your divine will. May my life faithfully imitate the life and virtues of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him with the Father and you, Divine Spirit, be honor and glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Morning Has Broken is a production of the Living Bread Radio Network. To listen on demand, go to livingbreadradio.com or download the free Living Bread Radio app.